Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Half-Backed Podcast, ahead of NRL Round 6. I'm your host, Tim Williams, here to hopefully try and find us a few winners ahead of this weekend's round of footy. Here to do it with me, as always, former Raiders and Dragons halfback Sam Williams. Sam, how are you, mate?
Going well, boys. A bit better conditions this week rather than the steam box in Adelaide. back in, we've got a nice chilly morning in Canberra, sun shining, couldn't be happier.
Back to your much preferred climate in the freezing cold, mate.
Yeah, it's much better conditions instead of silly heat where you sit in the car and sweat too much, and you didn't have that any day of the week. Canberra, beautiful, most probably most underrated place on the planet. I don't know why you want the Maldives.
Also with us this week, ex-TAB data analyst, head of analytics at KO Sport, James Hughes. Jimmy, how are you, mate?
Good, boys. You know, I guess there'll be no birds chirping in the background of this podcast. So
I enjoyed that.
I thought it was a quite entertaining moment to just hear Sam really struggle last podcast.
Yeah,
tell you what, mate, the birds don't have much to chirp about anyway, so I think they'll be pretty quiet today. On today's show, we will recap last week's results, drop our lock value and Hail Mary bets for the weekend. Sam will go through his head-to-head tips for every game of round 6 with analysis. We'll also drop our moral bet of the week with hopes to raise some cash for country footy. Doing it tough at the moment, the old moral bet. We started on fire, but back to square one. Anyway, more on that later. Last week's results. Sam, your lock of the week. Now, it took a bit to get there, but we got there, or you got there, I should say. Initially, you went for the right winger at the New Zealand Warriors, and there was a bit of doubt over Dallin Watene's Lesniak. So you had Dallin. Dallin got ruled out. Adam Pompey got named to play on the wing. Then the final team news came out now before kick off, and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck lobbed on that right wing. Roger did get over the stripe to score and salute you at $2.12. A nice little winner there.
Yeah, it was a roundabout way. As I said, the one thing that the Warriors do better than anyone else in this competition is they run direct lines in the middle of the field, so it creates so much space on the outside. I also mentioned the fact that Charles Nicoll-Cluckstar, he's brought a pass into his game as well. So it doesn't matter who plays there at times. Look, no doubt Dallin's obviously a class finisher, but the work that is done on the inside through Sean Johnson, through the lines that they run, they're meticulous with how they run their lines, their shape, and with Chance, they're improving his ball playing so much over the last 12 months. I really did like that right winger for them. I think it's a great play any week. As long as Johnson's there, I think that it's a great play.
Yeah, absolute joy to watch that right edge at the Wires and the Wires in general this season. Your value play was Kalen Ponga to score a try into Bradman Best. You were pretty bullish on the Knights in that one. They got up. Unfortunately, Best didn't cross the stripe. $6.25, that was paying, but no good.
Did you see him see the try get disallowed?
Yeah.
There wasn't much in it either.
Video ref has not been kind to the Halfback podcast this season, and there's more of that to come as we get through our results. Jimmy, your lock of the week. You went close, mate. You had the Roosters to beat the Dogs. The Roosters giving away a 10.5 start.
Oh, yeah. Look. What an interesting game of football. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. The Chooks, and we'll go into it later on, and I really doubled down on the Chooks to do a number in this game, and I was well and truly off there But I would say, like, they made a big comeback with Teddy off the field, 12 men. Like, you've got to kind of be a bit worried there if you're the Bulldogs and you couldn't really close that match out. I think on a good day and a dry deck, I would have really covered that minus. But yeah, I'm probably rambling now, mate. I've had a shocker.
The Broncos of last year are the Bulldogs of this year, Hughes. You've just got something against them.
I tipped them up to make the eight at the start of the season.
They're doing
okay. That it's not out just yet, and I'm sure Sam will let me know that it's not out just yet. But
$1.25 I got about them not make the eight. What a moral,
Hughesy. Your value play. Look, no success. You went 0-3, but a little bit nice. You had the Dolphins giving away the 4.5 start. Stick to what you're good at, mate. With these lines into Herbie Farnworth. Or Farnworth or something you called him last week at $4.20. The Dolphins,
yeah, Mr. Berth.
You smashed the line there, but Herbie did not get over the stripe and got injured in the process. So you also put the mocker on him, $4.20. For myself, I also entered the Dogs Roosters game. I went the unders line, under 38.5 at $1.90. The first play of the game, Blake Taff scored for the Dogs. They then scored again about 3 minutes later and then scored about 6 minutes later. It was 18-0 after about 15 or 20 minutes. Not meant to be. No good. My value play of the week, I had Kyle Felt anytime try scorer into Harley Smith's Shields anytime try scorer at $5.50. Felt got over the line. Smith Shields scored. It was awarded and then it was pulled back and taken off him. A big part of that was also Kieran Foran on that left edge. He went off injured after about 20 minutes. But as you said, Hughesy, excuses get you nowhere. So no good, plenty of work to do. Fortunately, though, the leaderboard, I'm still in top spot, which is a bit concerning for the podcast, in negative 39%. Sam is up to negative 40%. So I've got you by 1% there. Jimmy, you're in third place at negative 67%. Whoever you are betting with, remember to do so responsibly. 18 plus only. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. Boys, let's get into our plays for this week. We've got $100 to play with in round six. 65% of that goes to our lock bet, 25% to our value, 10% to our Hail Mary. Sam, kick us off your Brian Bevan lock of the week.
Yeah, this week it's... look, the Parramatta side, I was down there covering the game on the sideline and I was really disappointed with the Eels. I thought they were extremely poor. Without Mitchell Moses, they're half the side that they are with him in there. And I've been a big fan of Mitchell Moses for so long. He keeps so many defenders accountable. He drags numbers to him. And one of the things is Dylan Brown gets – he was copping a bit of a bad rap after the game, although I think he got a daily end point. Work that one out. But he also copped a bit of flack about his game. The big issue is on the other side of the field, they're not keeping defenders accountable. The defenders are just going to where Brown is. Even if they have somewhat of an overlap on the other side of the field, the Eels just aren't taking care of it. Whereas if Mitchell Moses was there, not only would they'd be having an extra number there. So Dylan Brown then gets to play with the other side of the field and have so many numbers. And I think that's why the left-hand side of Parramatta's been so good for so long as well, because they sit on Mitch Moses on the right or he swings around late. It allows numbers to be on the left-hand side. So I was really disappointed with the Eels. Without Mitchell Moses, I've got grave concerns. I know they're back at home and it does give them a chance to rectify things, but I think the Cowboys have points in them. They're travelling all right, the Cowboys. I know they've had some issues defensively, but with the ball, they've been fantastic. I think Murray Tuilagi scores a try. You're getting $2.10 with Sportsbet.
So your bet is Tuilagi to score?
It is.
Interesting, really interesting take, Sam. I have it differently. I think the Eels can bounce back and win this. And look, I'll get to that a little bit more shortly.
I'm curious how the hell you think Parramatta can win that game. They were woeful the other night. I think their pack, Bryce Cartwright back helps. It gives them a little bit more ball play. I'm interested to see how you think that they're going to win the game.
Sivo's been pretty ordinary defensively. I think there is a good football side in the Parramatta Eels. Yes, they've been poor. Obviously, they're missing Mitch Moses. I can't believe they didn't go Theon Arcy beforehand in the halves with Dill Brown. Much better combination. Arcy, I think he's a really good footballer. He came in last year when I think Moses was out, when Brown was out at stages and was really good. Look, it goes back to CommBank Stadium. The Eels have won their last 7 games there against teams ranked higher than them. And the other thing is, Sam, I'm not convinced on the North Queensland Cowboys. They've got points in them. I think there's going to be heaps of points in this contest. The Cows have beat so far. Teams coming 12th, 15th, 16th. They got spanked by an understrength Broncos side. They did have the round one win against the Dolphins to lead in the comp. That's a good one, but are they really a top 8 team? I'm looking at the forward packs. You know as good as anyone, Sam, that your halves and your back line can only do as much as your forward pack are doing. Their pack is okay, the Cowboys, but I think Parramatta have the superior pack. I think they will be fired up. Junior Bolo, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Jermaine Hopgood. I think they'll dominate them through the middle. I think Parramatta win this game.
Riddle me this. Did you watch that game on Sunday night with the Parramatta Eels? They scored 2 tries on the outside of Schiller, who made a bad tackle and a bad read. They wouldn't have scored a point the other night. I don't understand where Parramatta turned the attitude and playing through the middle. I get that they're going to create some momentum, but they wouldn't have scored a point. If Schiller had made 2 defensive reads that were a little bit better, they finish on 0. Now they've changed the winger. He ain't going to change anything. I know Dejan Arce is a good player, but there's got to be reasons why they weren't playing him as well. So, I mean, go Eels all you like, but I definitely disagree.
I can and I will. Hughesy, your lock of the week.
Boys, my lock of the week, I'm going for Manly plus 6.5 versus the Waz at $1.90. Obviously, they're coming off a good win last week. They're looking like a real force this year. I think everyone, there's a lot of commentary around the Waz being like top 2 quality, but from their performances right now in the competition, and I don't disagree with that. But I think Manly are also, you know, performing well above what they did last year. They look like a real force this year. And, you know, giving away 6.5, I think is, you know, in what I expect to be a tight match between these two is something I want to be on.
What's your modelling got the line at, Hughesy?
So, yeah, I've got the Waz favourites by 3. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Mighty Manly Ring of Seagulls to perform over in New Zealand for that one. Like it, mate. My Brian Bevan lock of the week. Sam, you're going to hate my plays off the back of that chat, but I don't really care. I have gone the left winger at the Parramatta Eels, and that is Bailey Simonson filling in for Mike Acebo. Even there, Sam, you mentioned a few poor reads from Schiller. I think provided Simonson does slot in on that left wing, Sevo, despite how bad the Eels were, still scored a double in that game. He's been dropped this week. Simonson, a lot more speed about him. Not as strong a finisher, of course, as Sevo. But I like Simonson now that you can get $2.35. As I mentioned before, I think Parramatta win this game. So I'm going with him. 50% of their tries down the left wing. The Cowboys are also conceding 40% of their tries down the right compared to 20% on the left. Dill Brown's on the left edge. They have a lot of scrum plays aimed at hitting that left winger. Obviously, it normally is Mike Acebo. Gutho does his best work on the left. So I've gone with Bailey Simonson, anytime try scorer, $2.35 with points bet. Sam, let's move on to your value play of the week, mate. 25%, what have you got?
Yeah, look, I think that the Melbourne Storm run right. I think that they're going to be far too good down there. And I think some of their senior players who are back and starting to play more football under their belt back at home, I'm on the Storm fairly heavily, and I think it's their superstars that step up. I think that Munster, better for the run. That left boot, he'll be coming off that left boot, testing the inside of the Dogs. I think they've got far too much Melbourne Storm, and I think they're just, they're waiting to really turn one on. I think it could be this week. So I think the money man scores. Big puppy, he was looking sexy with and without the footy last week. He was looking brilliant. So if there's a clinic put on, there's no doubt he'll be involved with the point scorers. And you throw Storm in there at $1.11 to bump it up a little bit, $6.29 with points bet.
Beautiful. Yeah, that could be a massacre down there. The poor Doggies, they were very resilient last week, at least for the majority of the game, at least half the game. But they loot. Maxi King's already been ruled out. There's still concerns over Connor Tracy, Viliami Kikau. That would have just absolutely busted him in those wet conditions last week. So heading down to Melbourne against, as you said, a near enough full-strength side, yeah, it doesn't bode overly well for them. Hughesy, your value play of the week, 25% of your bet.
So I'm deliberately going to the Brisbane Dolphins game because of totals. I think the biggest in the of the weekend, I think it's 46.5. But I'm not taking that as a bet. But I've gone there because I want to take a try scorer into Brisbane -7.5. So I'm actually backing Brisbane. I've changed my tune on last season.
Cam from the Graham, he'll be the happiest bloke in Australia.
Maybe he bought me a few beers and I've changed my tone after that. But I've got Brisbane, you know, that like similar to how you've been chatting around the conceding down certain edges and whatnot. Brisbane are conceding about 50% down a Sarkis edge where he will be attacking. So I wanna have him at any time into Brisbane -7.5. So I'm deliberately taking a Dolphins player into the Brisbane minus to just get some value out of my price. So that'll get me $4.75.
Nice, mate. Yeah, interesting matchup there. Broncos a few players out, but they get Reece Walsh back into that team. So we know what that does for the attack. So, yeah, massive, massive one there. Boys, I have gone to my value play, a little try scorer multi, Jesse Arthur's anytime try scorer into Xavier Coates, anytime try scorer at $3.44 on Ladbrokes. Dean Mariner, another one out there for the Broncos. Arthur's is expected to go to the right edge, Corey Oates to the left edge. I love the right edge winger at the Broncos. Reece Walsh does all his best work going left to right. Adam Reynolds out doesn't help. I was pretty keen to do this as my lock of the week, Arthur's. But with Reynolds out, I just was a little bit hesitant to do so. But yeah, Arthur's anytime try scorer. Coates, Storm scoring a lot of their tries down the left wing. And then the Doggies right edge is conceding, honestly, the vast majority of their tries this season. So, yeah, that's where I've gone with that one. 54% of their tries, in fact, are down their left edge of the Dolphins. Sam, your Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week, 10%.
Absolutely massive Hail Mary here. It would really get you in the positives, this one. Raiders, Titans, notoriously both teams, I think when they play each other, usually there's some points. It's usually a fast track. That track there last week, another reason why I think this Parramatta points is ridiculous, because last week that was the driest, most beautiful condition to ever play rugby league in, and they should have been on 0 points, the Parramatta Eels. So it'll be the same time this week, two sides who can score points. The Raiders have been playing fantastic football. Titans have it in them and they have to turn it around. The attitude has to be right, which I'm sure it will be, but they've got to get the execution right. So I've gone to an absolute beauty of a Hail Mary, to be honest. Ethan Strange, he scores. Dave Fifita, he scores. And my main man, Kieran Foran, he scores 50-1. So, listen, it's, look at them. They're all elite players. I think Ethan Strange's been brilliant for the Raiders. He's running the ball more. I think he can get his hands on the ball even more as well. I think he'll only get more and more confident as well. I think Fifita and Foran both, their combination will be better for the run. If Foran doesn't play, my Hail Mary will just become Strange and Fifita, and I'll just scratch Foran. I think Fifita will be up for a big game. Enough noise around to suggest that he needs to turn one on, so I think his attitude will be right. Strange, Fifita and Foran, tell a lie, $49.29. If you go shopping, you'll probably find better.
I'll tell you what, that is a 50-1 Hail Mary. That is the punt of a bloke coming off a profitable week on the podcast. Hughie, what do you find Steve Jacko Jackson Hail Mary of the week?
Yeah, Sam's seriously just trying to claw some back there. I don't have the kind of balls that he has. I'm taking a $20 shot with my multi for a couple of little legs. I've got the Roosters to win against the Knights. I think they've got a bounce back. Obviously, they've got a couple of guys out like Teddy and whatnot, but I think they can shuffle around and do a job there. So they're outsiders right now. I've got them a slight favourite. I'm backing you in, Timmy. I'm going against Sam and I'm going for Parramatta to beat the Cowboys. There's a few bits of sentiment that I agree with from Tim, and I completely disagree with Sam the entire time.
Okay, well, I'll ask you the question. In what did you see last week that made you think that the Parramatta Eels were going to go out there and turn it on?
I think it was just that you were intimidating them, mate, on the sideline, and this week you won't be there. So
That's a fair point. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I can relate to that.
Hey, Sam, I'll throw your own words back at you. You said, okay, and it resonated with me in a podcast last year, any team can get up for 1 week of football, and they'll often do it, you know, if there's been any sort of adversity off field, whether it's, you know, a coach sacking or whatever it might be, or a walloping, and they can get up for one game of football. Parramatta have a lot of good footballers in this team, including a very good forward pack. Why can they not get up for this one game that you've spoken about?
They might get up for this game, but I still don't see the points in them without Mitch Moses. So getting up for the game, they'll be running hard, they'll be tackling hard, they'll have a dig. I just don't see where the points come from. I really don't. Without Mitchell Moses, I think people severely underestimate the importance of Mitchell Moses to that team. I don't think without him there, I have real concerns. Now, it's a big ask. A big week for Arcee. If he can come in and really compliment Brown, yeah, you become a chance. But I'll tell you, I was extremely disappointed with the way the Eels played last week. And over the last couple of years, I've been heavy on this Eels team. I've backed them in a lot of these podcasts, but I left the ground last week really disappointed. I am a fan of the way they play the game. I like them when they use the ball. I like Paulo's offloads, but I've got concerns.
Yuzi, back to you, mate. Sorry, mate. We cut you short on Hail Mary.
No, it's good. It's good to debate a bit with Sam, even though we're going to have him this week, I think. I've gone Roosters in a para, and then, you know, I really struggled with this one and putting this into my multi, but I've put Souths plus 10.5 in. I think the 10.5 start can save me. I think it's a little bit too big. Obviously, they're struggling and getting absolutely flogged in the media. But like you kind of mentioned just there, Tim, that if there's a time when a team needs to bounce back and actually show some ticker, it's this weekend. Otherwise, there's a very good chance that, you know, that team's going to be ripped to shreds in terms of coaching staff potentially and all kinds of different things. So I think they need to really aim up. But I'm not safe to ever back them to win that one. I'm going to take the 10.5. And then in that Gold Coast Raiders game, I'm taking the Gold Coast plus 8.5. So I think, you know, in a sense, with Sam's Hail Mary, hopefully if he's getting a couple of those try scorers, I'm getting a winner as well. So, yeah, that rolls out at $20, a four-leg multi.
Very nice, mate. Was tempted to go hard on the Sharkies just to wallop the Rabbitohs, and they very well may. But, again, for that one-off factor, if the Bunnies are ever going to get up for a game, it's got to be this week. So I don't think they will, but it did concern me a little bit. I've gone this week with my Hail Mary. Harry Grant to score, Clint Gutherson to score for the Eels, and I've gone the left winger of the Newcastle Knights. It's going to be one of two blokes. Currently, Tanari Tuala, but Greg Marju is coming back from a hand injury. He's still on the extended bench for tonight's game. Basically, if Marju comes into the team, it's going to be Greg Marju. If he doesn't, it'll be Tanari Tuala. That is all anytime try scores at $18.27 with points bet. I'm with you, Sam. I do think with all the dogs' injuries, there could be a lot of points on show for the Storm. And Tuala, yeah, I think they're awesome odds. He's had a field day out there. Caelan Ponga's bouncing back to a bit of form. So I've gone with those three boys.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's rip into our moral bet of the week. Wanting to hit $1,000 with this bet, building it up each and every week. A sure thing is the idea. If we can get to $1,000, it'll be donated to a bush footy club later in the year. To recap last week's result, and before I do, I'll quote James Hughes. Geez, if this doesn't win, I'll just give up. last week, Roosters to beat the Dogs at $1.25. Mate, that isn't close.
Let's be honest. After that game, I seriously did think about giving up watching that game. And I thought, I need to take a break. I don't think the boys deserve to have a bloke like me on their podcast throwing up those kind of ridiculous morals, and the poor country rugby league's missing out again, and it's my fault.
We'll get there, mate. Sam, let's get some new Steedens to the kiddies out in the country footy. What have you got for us this week?
I'm half thinking I'm better off just having $100 on something at 10-1 and hoping one of them comes off, because the chances of getting 14 of these right in a row. Anyway, okay, so I nearly convinced myself to change my mind and go with the Cowboys as the Hail Mary, in spite of you pair of, as Tyson Fury says, dosses. I nearly wanted to change it, but I'm going to stick with my one. I think Xavier Coates on the left-hand side for the Melbourne Storm. I spoke earlier about, I believe that they're going to be far too good for the Dogs, and I think that they're waiting for one of these big scores to come off. So I really like the Storm. $1.68 about Coates on the left-hand side, conceding so many tries down there, the Dogs. And, Xavier Coates, $1.68.
$1.68 for Cootie on the wing down there for the Melbourne Storm. Boys, tips for the week, Sam. Let's start with tonight's game. Knights and the Roosters. Knights favourites in this one, up in the Hunter at $1.52. Roosters $2.52. Who have you got here?
What I will say is my tips have been absolutely humming. That's one thing I will say. I've been absolutely smoking. I don't often tip teams because I just get bagged for them if I get them wrong. So I stick with try scorers. I should have just stuck with teams because I am humming. But Knights, Roosters have been extremely disappointing. The Knights don't look at me and scream that they're going to be I don't think that they're a brilliant side. But I think at home they're going to be too good. So I'm going to lean towards the Knights with very little confidence.
Yeah, I like the Knights in this one. I thought, just with all the Roosters players out, a little bit going on at the club at the moment. So I like the Knights in this one. If Greggy Margie does come back, that's a boost on the wing. Sam, Storm Doggies. I think I know what you're going to say. You've obviously gone the Storm, but the 17.5. Taking the Storm with the start, done. Brisbane Broncos versus the Dolphins. Broncos $1.41 favourite here, Dolphins $2.94.
Much like Mitch Moses, I think that the difference of this Broncos side, nothing against Saylor, but Reece Walsh, I think he's I love watching him play. He goes at speed, he's got options. I think he's just the difference between both sides anyway. So I'm going to go with the Broncos.
See, I'm going to put you absolutely on the spot here with no notice. Who's your Queensland fullback, Walsh or Ponga?
Walsh.
Why?
As I said, I still think that he's the most complete fullback in the game. I think that he covers a ridiculously hard question, yes.
It is.
I am a massive, massive Ponga fan. Even when they're struggling, I've always been a Ponga fan. But I think Reece Walsh has just got I think he's got more to his bow than Ponga at times. And I think that his rugby league IQ is as good as any young player in the game. So I'm sticking with Reece Walsh.
Makes me...
But I'm happy either way, and I don't care about Queensland either, so do as you want.
Makes me crook as a Blues fan to think they can potentially be not picking one of them too. Warriors versus Seagulls over in New Zealand. Warriors $1.49 here, Seagulls $2.62.
Another tough game. I'm loving both sides. I've been on Manly quite heavily. Had a good little win for myself last week, taking Manly a little bit of the outsider's price last week and a couple of their players to score. So I do like Manly, but Warriors at home, fantastic side. If it was at Brookie, I'd swap me tips probably, but I'm going to stick with the Warriors at home.
Parramatta Eels versus North Queensland Cowboys, Saturday, 5:30. I think you can tip the Cowboys in this one. Rabbitohs v Sharkies, Saturday night at Accor, I believe this game is.
Yeah, a couple of sides. Another hard read. I've stayed away from this game very much deliberately. What I will say, What I will say is I saw a try from Young Gray last week or 2 weeks ago in reserve grade, which I just sat back and went, wow, this kid has – he was lightning and he accelerated into contact, into space. I was really impressed. To be honest, if I could go back and look again, I'd nearly have him in one of my plays this week for greatest score a try. So I'm not sure that the Bunnies pack is going well enough to be able to turn the tide well enough, but I think that – Gray is an anytime try scorer. I'll be having something on him to score a try. Probably won't have a bet on a head-to-head. If I was pushed, maybe go the Sharks.
Jai Gray, you're getting $3.50 out first look, that is, with Ladbrokes to score a try. So he's a gun, Jai Gray. He absolutely carved up the preseason challenge. Looks really good. So some very interesting decisions to be made there if he kills it for a couple of weeks with Latrell out, what they do with Latrell when he returns. Tigers versus Dragons. I'll be honest, Sam, I whipped my tips together just before my head-to-head tips for each game for tipping comps before the potty. I got to this game and I just thought, I'll see what the boys have got to say and then make my decision. I had no idea. Tigers $1.82, Dragons $2.02 out at Campbelltown Stadium. Who do you like?
No, yeah, I don't like either of them. Draw. What's the draw paying?
Oh, God, who knows?
40 each. Look, I'm gonna tip the Tigers. I don't ever tip the Tigers. I'm gonna tip the Tigers. Too much going on at the Dragons at the moment. But yeah, good luck to both sides.
Hughesy, what does your modelling have for this game? The line, it's got the Tigers, or the bookies do, giving away a 1.5 point start.
Yeah, I've actually got it exactly on market there. So I've got Tigers -1.5. So
draw.
Yeah, I think a draw.
You've been a tremendous help, boys. Thank you. Sam, Raiders and Titans. You mentioned potentially a bit of a bounce back from the Titans. It is down in Canberra. Raiders $1.35, Titans $3.21. The line is 8.5.
I was really impressed with the Raiders last week. I want to see them do it again. There is some younger players within this squad, but I was so impressed with the Raiders, the way they it was clinical is the word I will use, because they did so many things well, and it should have been a 0 point. They should have held them to zero. They could have gone on with it even more, the Raiders. They were dominating every facet of the game. Their front rowers, Papali'i and Tarpany, oh, fantastic. I love the boys. They still start the game so fantastically. I think they've got some really good excitement. Xavier Savage is starting to find his confidence. So it'd be another dry night. Hopefully the dew doesn't kick in too early, but I think that the Raiders win it. I'll give the Raiders the line and back them all the way.
Milk with the line, boys. That is it for today's show. Hughesy, thank you very much, mate, and hopefully back in the winner's circle next time we chat.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Like the Tigers would be saying last year, there's only up from here for me.
Few of us with you there, mate. And Sam, thanks as always.
Yeah, the Tigers have never had a chance of going up, but either. So let's hope you're more of a chance than them. Go the Cowboys. See you next week.
Cheers, guys. Good luck in your punting in round 6. Remember to do so responsibly. Have a great weekend and go the mighty Parramatta Eels.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.